Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're locked in to Bears Monday on The Score. Listen all day as we react to the game, get analysis from our Bears experts, and take your calls. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR in HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, and Odyssey Station.
The Score! This portion of the show brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. The Wildcats host DePaul, Illinois, and more at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Buy tickets, NUSports.com.
Transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Call Aloha for all of your water, fire, and mold needs.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7, let's go.
Tomorrow, join Anthony Heron and former Bear Lance Briggs for the latest Miller Lite Top Draft Show of the season, 6-9 Beacon Tap. While you're there, register for a chance to win Miller Lite Loft tickets to a future Bears home game. Brought to you by Miller Lite, proud beer partner of your Chicago Bears. Taste Bears fans can depend upon. It is Miller time.
Yeah, we want to thank Evan Thomas for his time, for getting us up and running on Twitch. A lot of fun this morning. Appreciate it. Want to thank everyone for calling. A lot of good calls. Calling, texting, emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Victory Monday.
We want to thank our executive producer and update guy and just jack of all trades. He is a man who does the work of many. He is our executive producer. We like to call him by his full name, Dustin William Rhodes.
Rogers snaps it quick. Pressure coming. Scrambles to his right. Pumps and runs. And Rogers is inside the pylon. Touchdown Packers. It's Rogers running for the score.
Right on cue, Joe. I still own you. He had some choice words there for the crowd.
What prompted that after your touchdown?
Sometimes you black out on the field. in a good way. I definitely blacked out from a concussion, which isn't a good way. But I looked up in the stands, and in the front row, all I saw was a woman giving me the double bird. I'm not sure exactly what came out of my mouth next.
And thank you, Ray, for all of your hard work. How does that make you feel?
I like to punch him in his face.
Yeah.
I like to punch him in his face.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think a lot of people kind of felt that way.
Yeah, I think Owen spoke for many people.
Dan, did you want to punch him in his face, Layla?
I'm a man of peace, but I know that Olin, there was a time in Olin's life where he just would have punched him in the face.
He just would have.
There's a lot of people I want to punch in the face. For reasons that are more pointed. Aaron Rodgers is just a jerk. I was going to say something else, and I realized we can't say it.
Careful
on the radio.
There.
Cut his hair. Careful.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. He looks a little unkempt.
Now, we can make fun of this all we want, but the truth is that good fortune willing, we're here 20 years from now, this will be known as the I Own You game. Like, we will, whatever happened with Justin Fields' development.
No. It'll be known as the I Still Own You game.
Sure. But that moment is an indelible Chicago sports moment, whether we like it or not. It's on the bad side of the ledger, but that is unforgettable. Like, little kids are going to remember that. You know, young fans will always, that's a huge deal if we start talking about Bears-Packers lore.
I don't disagree with that at all. That's a very good point. Here's the irony of it to me. It will be an indelible moment that we'll refer to in 10 years. Like, do you remember that game, the I own you game, or I still own you game? That had to be that, because he didn't really do anything on the field that was spectacular. It was more solid. It wasn't one of those moments where, if you're just talking about the Hall of Fame highlight reel, there are not many of those plays on it.
No, that's unique. That is a dark, sort of dark night of the soul for Bears fans there to have that hit home the way it did. He didn't play spectacularly, but there's you're not telling any lies.
You sacked him three times with your three best pass rushers. You held him less than 200 yards passing, and you lost by 10.
That's it. That should be on paper the formula to beat the Packers. But because the offense is so inept, we are sitting here today in a non-Bears victory Monday.
Did you hear the caller that thought that Matt Nagy played saboteur?
Saboteur.
That he was actually calling some of those plays.
Sabotaging on purpose. Why?
Him self-saboteur.
Oh, he doesn't allow himself to get too successful because he doesn't feel he deserves it.
I didn't quite get it, but I like saying the word.
I mean, he's not working for the Packers, if that's the question.
Not in that way.
No, he's just working against himself and his team and his quarterback by fiddling with play calling. As much as he claims that he's given it up, I don't know that Bill Lazor wants to run a diamond package and flip the ball to the tight end at the goal line.
I asked the question on our group thread, do we think that Matt Nagy is at least calling some of these plays? Because things got real weird after the first drive, did they not?
Got a little funky.
Well, in that case, when you're calling that play in that situation in the red zone, it seemed like Bill Lazor was probably getting to the point where it was like, okay, you know, okay, all right, I'll give you this one. You know, I'll give you this one.
Fine.
Nagy was probably suggesting something every series or every set of downs, and Lazor's probably, all right, fine, we're gonna probably score anyway, go ahead coach, all right Matt, let's run this.
Well, how about
ultimately it goes for me, right? Everything that we do,
they trolled the Bears with that little shovel pass touchdown.
Yes,
I thought that's a Andy Reid Nagy, like, how many times do you remember in the playoff 49ers game against the Eagles?
I thought
where they ran it with Ben Broniker, and then they say, well, it was supposed to be Trey Burton, but yeah, Trey Burton was swollen or whatever.
Right. I thought Eddie Jackson really, really fell pretty hard on that one.
Oh,
did you see him? Down goes Eddie.
Yikes.
On the shovel pass?
Knocked down.
Yeah, right.
That's a bad look.
One of several.
When you're on the one of several.
Doesn't he offend your safety sensibilities?
Yeah, I have a hard time watching Eddie Jackson. Only because he is so gifted and he has such good instincts of reading the quarterback. I don't know why he hasn't had an interception since December of 2019. But that's okay, almost excusable. What is inexcusable if you're somebody that appreciates just defensive football is he can't tackle. And tackling is not necessarily an art as much as it is an attitude.
Yeah.
It's an attitude.
Threw a shoulder at Dan.
That's it. No. That's the tackle move for him. Like, you can't tackle with your upper body.
I've never seen you turtle like that.
Without using your arms.
What were you afraid of?
Of getting hit? I'm not here to get hit.
I had a coach.
Unlikely work hazard.
It's all very football-y, and you can make fun of me later. But, like, football tackling isn't about your body or your arms. It's about your how much heart do you have? You know, it's about an attitude. You have to be willing to engage in contact, and eventually you come to like that contact, crave it, and want it and miss it because that's what you do. You make a tackle. You get there, and you just have to find a way to get the ball carrier down. Eddie Jackson is way too passive for me. Way too passive. Right?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you, and I think that what's surprising to me about the entire thing and what's really almost unforgivable is that when you pay a guy, you have more information. When he's your guy, when you drafted him, you know how competitive he is. You understand how much he puts into the game, the practice. I mean, listen, people change when they have money. I understand that. But you only give a guy money if you know that that's going to be something that he can handle and he's going to be good at. And I'm not saying he stopped playing when he got paid, but he certainly hasn't lived up to the expectation that the money creates.
I just think as a teammate, like if you don't feel bad during all team film, or if you're in the all defense yes. meeting, if you don't feel like you're letting teammates down, it's one yes. thing for you
it's
and your business yes. decision, but any professional have to look his teammates in the eye. And like you say, a lot of people who are scrapping to stay on the bottom of a roster and get their pension in this league to take care of people. And he's allowed to do that. And that's, and then even sort of joke about it when he's caught on camera talking about it. Like, I don't know how you do that and come to work.
I don't know if it's the money anymore. I really am not sure if it's just, he got paid and he stopped playing after that. I think it almost oversimplifies it, because when you watch him, 2018 wasn't the rule. It was the exception. This is somebody that just has gotten through his football career, whether it's Alabama high school or now with the Bears, being a guy who's all finesse, no force. He's playing the wrong position. He should be a wide receiver. I mean, he's not a guy that looks at the game the way he's playing it now and has played it the last year and a half with a defensive mentality. If he did, we wouldn't be complaining about his tackling skill.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, you watch Adrian Amos play, and that's a fifth round pick.
Yeah,
Adrian Amos. I mean, he's not an elite player really at anything, but he's just so solid.
Mix it up.
He sticks his nose in there at the very least.
Well, my guess is that without knowing Adrian Amos, he's probably not always been the fastest guy, the smoothest guy, the best athlete, the most athletic guy. He's a guy who had to stick his nose in there to get noticed. And those are the guys that you want to win with.
Other problem is, if there's nobody challenging him, you know, like if there's no incentive with somebody behind you who you think is better at doing that job, what incentive does he ultimately have to change?
I'd bench him.
The competition here, I think, dictates a lot of this. And unfortunately, he knows that he's good.
You would bench him right now?
I'd bench him. If I had another option, I would look to use it. I would threaten him with playing time. You got to tackle better. That's not like a really grand threat either. You have to hold him accountable.
What's interesting about saying that is that, you know, he really is as bad as he is. He's a guy that you've counted on, and so now you're going to go to a cheaper, you know, more.
I don't think it's permanent.
Yeah,
but I would get his attention. Okay. You got to do something.
All right.
Have him run some practice with the twos and look to his left and his right and realize where he is.
That's not a bad idea.
What's compelling, though, about this season in particular is how many times, gentlemen, have we all heard him called out by his peers? Alex Brown, Lance Briggs, Olin Cruz.
Those aren't his peers,
respect,
though.
Yeah.
Those aren't his peers. I know what you're saying. In
fellow,
the game.
Fellow veterans.
Those guys are easier to tune
football.
Out. If he started to sense something internally, it would be a lot different.
He acknowledged it, though. Like, he liked the tweet about Alex Brown saying, you need to play better on Twitter. Like, he knows it's there. And that's why I say this, is there was an actual acknowledged social media reaction where he confirmed he heard what they were saying.
Yeah.
So, to me, it's not just a 1 week
upturn. How would he
upturn.
Not hear it? I mean, don't you think that he's hearing it from everyone on social media? He's not
that's
a
just
very
noise, though.
Player.
That's make believe. That's a fantasy.
It's not
world.
Real. It's not real.
You know what's real? You want me to how he confirms that he heard him? Make the tackle in the open field and take down AJ Dillon with authority. That's how you
that's
do it.
That's fair.
Speaking of safeties, did you guys have any fun with Jamal Adams today?
We did not.
Okay. Last night, Jamal Adams, apparently during the introductions, said, Jamal Adams, LSU, I'm the best in the nation. And it became a thing because as he was saying, I'm the best in the nation, there is a series of still shots that has been memed on Instagram where it's a slow zoom in of the Chiron bar as his picture of him talking is in the right corner, and it says like of Madden ranked safeties 56 of 62 as he's declaring himself the best in the nation. It's right there.
Was
next
that for him?
Yes like, so he's rated as one of the worst safeties on Madden. So everybody, and then even better, late in the game Roethlisberger throws a ball behind a receiver and Jamal Adams is charging straight
straight upfield, and it hits him in the middle of the face mask and bounces away. So then it took about 10 minutes for the next on Twitter, and it was like, Jamal Adams, safety, LSU, I'm the best in the nation. 1 hour later, the exaggerated sound effect of it bouncing off his face mask. He had a rough one.
Didn't see that.
All right, it's Victory Monday. How will you handle it?
Go Sky?
Well, I mean, it's Victory Monday.
I think we might have chicken.
Sure, we're not losers.
Mitch has been on the phone with the people at Joe's trying to make the case for championship chicken.
The negotiating?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, he's horse trading. He's figuring out what he can do to get Victory Chicken for the Sky.
Hungry.
That was the real, I think, bow on the day for sure.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, it was. No, really I think Shane's brisket, and I am sorry I missed it because apparently it was that good.
He invited you multiple times.
I know. I mean, I can't go. I gotta work. I gotta put together.
I worked. I took notes in my notebook. We've got Kevin Fishbane, or is he? He's at 10, right?
9:40.
9:40. My bad. And Hub Argus for two segments and. Dan and I did some audio digging, so that will also be a part of it. Just examining what we talked about earlier. Is this the right group for Justin Fields or not?
Good All stuff. Right. Have a good show.
That's it. No more with theirs.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.